Happy Super Olympic Bowlentines, everybody. This is the Perfect Pour.
What a good way to say it without getting in any copyright troubles. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things fun and interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Oh, good. We got Matt. I was a little worried. We haven't really tested Matt's mic before we started, so I was like, this is gonna be a dice roll. It's working.
I know my equipment works.
Well, I know your equipment works. I'm not sure about mine.
Talking about the microphone here.
My equipment's a lot older than yours, Matt. Sometimes the equipment doesn't work as well. We're just going to be hanging out with you for a little while and drinking some good beers and talking about the ones we drank last week and ones we're looking out for and talking about some beer culture. And our listeners, they're just super. They're great, and they give us some content and call in and let us know what's going on with them. It's all just a bunch of fun. For the show, I've opened up two now. I'm on my second. Firestone Walker's new Hopnosis IPA. I think it's like a cryo-hopped IPA. I'm on my second one. It's all right. I kept seeing it in the store aisle for like 2 weeks and just like, maybe I should get that. Not today. Not today. Cool. Today was
a pity purchase.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel bad. Keep seeing you sitting there. I'll grab you. It's all right. Worth giving it a shot. It's not a huge investment. $10 for a 6-pack, so worth trying. What you got there, Matt?
Hop Ascent from Tioga.
Oh, damn. I want that. Brand new Tioga beer.
Yep.
What, you know the hops in there? What hops are ascending?
It was advertised with Amarillo and Nelson. I believe there's also some Galaxy in there. And I think Simcoe, something like that.
Yeah. Classics. Nick?
Oh, you mean this?
Just this little barley wine. Look what it is. It's Sierra Nevada's Bigfoot. It's Bigfoot season.
Bigfoot season.
Look out. Now, do you need a Bigfoot assistant? Is it Bigfoot? Do you need a friend?
That's a hell of an idea. Yes, I do. Now accepting applications. Oh, no, only 9.6. No assistant.
Child's
required.
Play. You can go get some heavy machinery and go around the yard.
That's right.
Operate the hell.
I just had a Bigfoot.
Hurry. Honey, what are you doing? Just chainsawing some stuff, babe.
It's cool.
We need a lot of chainsaws. I was looking at the yard and I was like, man, we got a lot of chainsaw work to do out here. That's your fourth Bigfoot, honey. Yeah, exactly. I can still chainsaw.
It's a light. It's Bigfoot light.
Yeah, babe. Come on.
This is like a session barley wine.
This is a light barley wine. Come on, guys.
Been enjoying these bad boys. Culture.
Let's get right into it. Matt, do you have any culture for us?
It's a couple of kind of looking out Four. Well, one's more of an information thing. The other one's more of a looking out for. Intellectual puberty is probably all over this one, but from Plan 9 Beer, they have St. Pauli Shore. Instead of St. Pauli's Girl.
Yeah, buddy.
So it's just your run-of-the-mill...
fresh nugs. Is it brewed with fresh nugs?
It's a late 80s, early 90s depiction of Pauly Shore with the sweatband and the extra long curly hair. So it's true to style.
Here's the new Chili Peppers song, buddy.
But just rest assured, Pauly Shore has at least probably three more labels left in him.
almost all of the Pauly Shore stuff has been mined in the beer world. Very few left. Guy, jump on it fast. I mean, what's left? Yeah. What kind of Pauly stuff is left at this point? We've done all the Encino Man stuff, right? I mean, is there plenty of Encino Man inspired beers? Is that Pauly Shore in there?
Is there still Wheezing the Juice out there?
That was probably the more popular one for myself as far as names. But
Jury Duty? Wasn't there a Jury Duty one he did?
Yeah, Jury Duty. Biodome.
Biodome. Mm-hmm.
Son-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
Steven Tyler PJs.
Yeah, Pauly Shore wouldn't be the worst son-in-law. You know, come on. Come on, guys.
He has, like, YouTube videos or something that he posts now.
Oh, really? And he's still doing stuff?
Yeah, it's just kind of like, how's this guy alive?
Well, like, I want to... Because his mom was, like, the Comedy Store manager, right? Owner or manager of the Comedy Store. Yeah, in Pollywood. And so I assume he still has that, maybe? He has that?
I don't know. Maybe that's why I haven't... Maybe if I watch the video of why Jay Leno left the Comedy Store after 30 years, maybe maybe that has the answer in there.
One lunch,
but I've just been dancing around that YouTube video.
One time, one of your lunch breaks, Matt, you go into a Pauly Shore real life Comedy Store rabbit hole. You see what's going on. You report back. You call into the show right after that. Leave a voicemail.
Moving into a beer that I'm looking out for, it is a proper collaboration between these two breweries. It's not a deceiving can where it's just some random style or stout or whatever. But Alesmith and Pizza Port. Together again is the headline. And this one is called Beach Run. And it is a double dry hopped West Coast IPA featuring Enigma, Cashmere, and Sabro hops.
Sabro.
Let's see if it looks like 6.9%.
Yeah,
appropriate.
Yes. So, you know, when you make good beer, don't just keep it to yourself. Make good beer with others.
Yeah, Scotty B. Share your beer more, Scotty B. Remember when Scotty B gave us beer? Woods and that super.
So super cheap. Got what I was doing.
Any more looking out for us, Matt? Come on. Are you looking out for younger?
I'll be working all day Saturday, so I'm just going to ignore its existence.
Oh. I heard, yesterday, Thursday, that Tap and Cellar had younger on Thursday at 6:30.
They've already had it.
Had it at 6:30.
Did they say had it?
Had it.
What was that? Do you think they'll limit the pours here, or do they know about this yet?
Goldstein's limiting the pours to one person. One per person.
Ooh, one per person?
I know it at Russian River proper, they're small. It's not like you don't get like a regular glass of younger. It's a small, like kind of taster glass. Small. It's not a taster glass. It's like what, like a snippet? Like a little tiny, like one of the teardrop.
Mm-hmm. So like maybe 6 ounces?
Yeah, I think that's about right.
4 ounces?
It was plenty for me.
Ah, how do you know?
I had to be told mostly.
Oh, okay.
My memory of it's fuzzy, but I definitely scared a group of Japanese tourists. I'll tell you that much.
Damn it.
I don't think they're ever going to Santa Rosa ever again.
Drunk Americans.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, I just thought I was hilarious and weird. I thought like, oh man, these people love me. I'm having a great time. They're having a great time. This is great. Great relations between the United States and Japan.
Yeah.
And then the stories start coming in the next morning. Like, oh, wait. Yeah, you wouldn't leave those people alone, Mike. Oh, wait, what do you mean leave alone? They loved it.
They loved.
They were having a great time. Okay. Yeah, everyone be careful youngering out there. You discover some younger.
Younger at your own risk.
Yeah, younger at your own risk. Anything else, Matthew?
I've already been done for like 5.5
minutes. Oh, my gosh.
He's keeping track. Watch out.
Oh, he's part of your podcast union that you started, Nick, the other week.
Oh, yeah. I got to call the rep.
Yep.
The union rep. Check Matt's time card. He punched out.
He punched out early. He took a whole hour of pay and punched out 4 minutes early.
Union break. If you declare union break, it's okay though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's how unions work. Union break.
Union first, break.
First is the company break. Then I take a union break. What do you got there, Nick?
We need to start a petition on, I don't know, GoFundMe. GoFundYou. What's the petition website?
In Russia, GoFundMe funds you.
Yeah. Fund go you. I don't know if Donnie in the Northwest has ever experienced this place. But we dearly need one here in the Valley. It is the mullet of craft beer stores.
I'm listening.
Okay. In Longfellow, Washington, Longview, Washington, Longfellow Deeds. There is a place that exists called the Hop and Grape.
Okay.
This is craft beer and wine store in the front. That's the business part.
Yeah.
Party in the back. What could possibly be the party in the back?
Yeah, what's going on back there? Like the front of the store is very common business wise. We sell a bunch of alcohol.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Neatly stacked and organized. Cold very doors neatly and shelves.
Stacked alcohol, but in the back, that's fucking boring. In the back, we party.
In the back is slow cooked barbecue and macaroni and cheese.
Oh,
it's a delicatessen.
Raw. In the back. They get rude back there.
They get rude back there.
Yeah, so potato salad.
You can casually
lightly seasoned potato salad. Woo!
No. This is full on slow cooked pork brisket. And they say stay for the macaroni and cheese.
Stay for it. You can't just order it right off the bat. You got to stick around after a while. Then you're like, you know what, mac and cheese. They got that pulled pork is way better than unpulled pork.
Unpulled pork.
Some people are like, dude, I'm all about unpulled pork. I'm like, have you tried pulled pork? It's way better when you pull it. It's way better when you pull your pork.
According to every 15-year-old.
Hey, yeah. Yeah. Hey, Peter! Oh man, pull my pork.
So yeah, you could graze the doors and then go and feed your face and back.
Okay. Well, is there a corkage fee if I buy something in the front?
You know, they didn't say you could actually drink what you bought.
No, they're all no. Well, I thought it was a party in the back. Well, not that kind of party. Talking about a pork pulling party back here, buddy. Not a drinking party.
I love gold.
That is a new beer getting opened up.
Ooh.
From Fremont. Seattle's Fremont Brewing. Whoa. Lush IPA. That? I got it at the market. With my own money. I was thinking this was because last week you were trying to think of a new brewery that you saw at the market. You couldn't think of it. I was thinking like maybe it was Fremont.
Could be. What's the name of this beer?
This one's called Lush IPA. And they had a couple more Fremont beers. This is in the six pack section that you don't look over at sometimes.
What is that? Is that that? Is that the section I walk by to get to the mixed six-pack section?
Mm-hmm. In between that end that's got the $250 wine bottles in that little wine chiller.
The wine chiller, please. Where do you keep your finest wines?
My daughter noticed that. She's like, $249? I was like, yeah, wine's stupid, babe.
I want it now, Daddy.
I want it now.
What are you guys planning on going to the Barrel Age Fest for Valentine's Day?
Yep. Oh man,
are you gonna take your significant other?
Oh, my significant to the Barrel other Age Fest? Would just that just her dream. I'm loving being around all this flannel and beards. On Valentine's Day, honey. Yeah, babe.
If you are looking to do so in Sherman, Texas, 903 Brewers is having the Barrel Age Festival.
Where's Sherman, Texas?
Next to General Texas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. A suburb of General Texas.
Mapping it. Hold on.
That's that sounds like a suburb town. I'm going to say outside of Houston. Is that Houston suburb?
It's not like I had Google Maps open already or nothing. They got a Kroger.
They got them a Kroger.
What was your guess?
I'm saying it's a Houston suburb.
No, sir.
What? Bam, 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 bam.
It is Dallas. Halfway between Dallas and Oklahoma City.
Oh, man. Northern Texas.
Northern Texas.
They could go to Core 4 after that.
You want directions?
Yeah. How far is it from Oklahoma City?
You could hit the Barrel Age Festival in 2 hours and 39 minutes from Core 4 Brewing.
All right.
Multiple routes to get there.
Multiple routes. Everything's pretty straightforward in the Midwest. Roads are pretty straight. Not much to get around.
Yeah, you pretty much go south and then head east. That's it.
There you go.
Two turns.
Do I cross Route 66 at all?
Ooh, good question.
Do I go to Dodge City? Can I go through Dodge City? Oh, that no, wait, that's in Kansas. Sorry, it's a little further
north. I mean, you could. I don't even see 66 up here. No, I'm gonna say no.
All right.
No 66 sightings in this part.
Well, there you go.
Town, mister.
Southern Oklahoma and Northern Texans, you got yourself a fest to go to.
There's Route 60.
No.
Sorry, I'm going down the rabbit hole. I'm looking for 66.
Is there anything
it starts
else?
In New Mexico, doesn't it?
I think Route 66 starts in Kansas.
Oh, it doesn't exist in the West anymore?
No, it does. I'm just saying, like, it's. I think it starts in, I may be wrong, but I believe it starts in Kansas and goes, you know, all the way through to California.
No, it's broken up after Arizona. It's not, there's not a continuous portion. And it is. Tell me about it. I found this out the hard way. I've been on portions of it.
I could make it happen.
Through Arizona. There's little, if you jump off the main interstate now, you can get on the old 66 remnants.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not a continuous, like, I think there's a small portion in Fontana. Maybe the Grand Boys can confirm.
Yeah, Fontana.
I think there's a small 66 stretch in Fontana. Probably not again until outside of Palm Springs. And then a little bit out of Kingman. There's a stretch you can do in Kingman.
I've been on that.
Yeah.
Stayed in Kingman. It's very interrupted.
I think, but I think New Mexico, I think you could pick it up and drive for a ways on it.
Just have a ball. My grandpa used to drive on this same road.
Used to go to Chicago.
Yeah, but is that where that's what started? Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Went all the way to California.
But I could see it going through Kansas. It's kind of that southwesterly diagonal.
Goes through Dodge City, but I may be wrong. All right, geography talk on the perfect
geography
score. Anything else, Nick?
For me, no, but my question is, do you guys have the plans for the big game?
The big game.
What's the snack to beer?
LA Rams versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Go Rams. Do it for Billy Waddy. Like
hot wings. What's your go-to snack? Hot wings?
No. That's crazy talk. No way, bro. I'm always, I've said amateur. This several times, but I'm always about freshly made onion dip.
And what's your beer?
Ruffles, with
you
the Ruffles.
It clear West Coast? Or are you hazing it up?
Oh, no. I don't want to get hazy. Well, you know, my team's actually playing, so I have to.
Oh, you got
to
pay attention.
Yeah. I'm not going to have any I'm not going to gamble on it. I'm not gonna have any distractions. I'm watching the game.
You're all in on the Bengals. You're like, you bought the uniform.
Now.
You're going
to. I did buy it. Like I had not bought. I had not. Because, like, I like football fine, but it's like fourth in sports I enjoy. Fourth or fifth in sports I enjoy. So,
yeah.
I hadn't bought a Ram paraphernalia since they moved back to LA, which is crazy because I love the LA aesthetic of the Rams, and I finally bought a Ram shirt before the NFC Championship, so I'm back in. I have my Ram helmet.
Are you superstitious or just a little stitious?
A little stitious. I'm regular stitious. Regular. Not super. Middling stitious. Nah, help win. You know.
Yeah.
It's our turn. It's not Cincinnati's turn. It's our turn. Okay?
Didn't the Simpsons already call it?
I don't know. They probably did. They called everything.
Simpsons did it.
Simpsons did it. I'm at just a lot of dip. Chips and dip. It's just a big chips and dip game. For me,
I'm probably more of a hummus and pita kind of dip, but I agree.
Chips and dip.
Chips and dip are always fun.
Pita, yeah.
Yeah. Dips are always good. I don't mind hot wings. We do those often.
Yeah. I just can't handle stuff on the bone. It's just not for me.
What about nuggies? Just get buffalo nuggets.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah, that's good. I enjoy those.
Yeah.
Ranch. Some ranch.
Ranch.
Chips and salsa.
You smoking anything? What are you smoking?
Yeah, normally I would, but again, I gotta focus on the game, so I don't want to have to deal with a grill going on while I'm trying to watch the game. So I don't think I'm gonna. I might do some before. Mm-hmm. I'm only okay at hamburgers and tri-tip. These are the only things I do with any regularity. Perfect. So I might do a tri-tip before the game starts.
Low maintenance meal. Mm-hmm. Just get some Hawaiian sweet rolls and some tri-tip.
Yeah, might just get a big old thing from Casa Corona. You know, just make it easy.
Oh, good party tray! Damn it, that's good too.
Yeah,
mini burritos,
taquitos, and Quesadillas.
Uh-huh. Are the quesadillas badass? Like, what's that deal?
Casa Corona's quesadillas?
No, just like the way you emphasized the quesadillas.
Quesadilla Gorilla. I mean, quesadilla gorilla. Can't beat him.
Yeah. Can't join him either.
Nope. There's nothing you can do but eat him. Matt, are you going to be enjoying the game, or you have to work? Do you enjoy the Super Bowl, the Super Game Bowl, at all? Game of Superness.
I haven't decided if I'll watch it or not.
The commercials are entertaining.
Puppy Bowl.
I'm more about snacks.
Snacks.
Well, if I'm home another year watching the game, there's probably not going to be very many snacks.
Good culture.
Burp. Is that what you have, Nick?
That's one of my things. Oh no, there's looking out for hold.
All right, holding for a looking out.
Switch
for
accounts. Baby.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, we've begun Volkswagen season.
It's Volkswagen season.
It's Volkswagen season.
Everyone's starting to take their Volkswagens out of the garage.
Enough to drive a car without air conditioning or a heater.
Yep.
That's pretty accurate. All the way from Europe, United Kingdom, Interstellar Hyperdrive, Rum Raisin Imperial Porter, from Liquid Light Brewing Company. 11%. This one does need a Norwalk, buddy. Please. I don't know. Rum raisin?
You want rum raisin in your
would
beer?
Sound awful in a dessert or anything else to me, but in a porter, I think I would be okay with that.
All right. Be interested in trying.
Yeah. Like maybe a Fig Newton kind of thing happening.
Okay. Do you want a Fig Newton porter?
Yes, I would want a Fig Newton.
Oh, hear that? Local breweries? Fig Newton porter.
Yeah. Fig Garden Porter. Out. Fresno's own Fig Garden Porter.
Fig Garden Porter. Ah, now we're talking. Hit House had their, it's triple IPA season now, because we're in the Pliny the Younger zone. What's okay. odd is right. like now all these Pliny the Younger kegs are showing up everywhere, but yeah. Russian River. Russia River is not going to do their younger thing until the 25th of March, which is.
Do you think this is Windsor Younger? Is that what's happening?
Ooh, you might be right. That's a good point. Like this is all the Windsor Younger stuff that's just going out there.
Let's send that to the valley.
And then they're like, you just wait till we get that freaking OG brew pub Younger. That's the good stuff. That Windsor Younger.
That's for amateurs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for the valley.
That's for the valley.
We keep
you're from the valley. Stuff.
That's for Central California. But Hen House, I've seen a lot of talk about Hen House's Big Chicken. It's a double IPA.
Ooh, all right. Everyone's
talking about
it. It'll be here locally.
Oh, really? Will it? Because I get a sense that they might not send it out.
The barrel.
Oh my god.
All three locations are getting it
out of the barrel. I'm wondering if Whole Foods will get it. Whole Foods has lots of Hen House. Well, we'll see if I'll be drinking some Big Chicken during the Super Game Bowl of games. Another one that looks really good. Virgin Beer Company hand selected pale ale with Mosaic and Simcoe. A 5.5% pale from Virgin with Mosaic and Simcoe. And these are hand selected hops. They like use their hands and selected. There's a dogfish head. Like I was kind of like, oh, a dogfish head variety pack that getting released. And I was like, oh, okay. Like I'll try that dogfish head variety pack because normally I don't care. But it's just it's a spring theme variety pack, and like and then nothing is except for maybe the 60 minute. All of it's like, never mind. It's a 60 minute IPA. The Sea Quench Ale, which is like a goes sort of hybrid beer, and Namaste, which is a Belgian wit, which no, okay, never mind about that, and then the Festina Piche, fruit forward, like goes something sour, like never mind. It turns out I do not want this, I am not looking out for the spring themed variety pack from Dogfish Head.
We are no longer looking out for.
No, I retract my statement of looking out for. Whoop, shit. Sorry, guys.
Oh, yes. There was over by.
Oh, you thought you were out of here. Nope. We haven't barely even getting started.
Scratching the surface.
I love gold.
What'd you open up there, Nick?
I got, I believe this is a chew your beer. Coffee Shop Conversation Coffee Milk Stout from Flatland Brewing Company. Does it say Cordova? Oh, Elk Grove. Sorry.
Sacramento Elk area.
Grove.
It sounds more like
Maybe not Chewy
Bear. Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds more like a Wazoo Bear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Elk Grove is a little more on his sales route than Chew Your Beer.
You never know. Chew goes to that bottle shop down there.
Chew gets around.
Yeah, he does.
Takes that grooming van all over the place.
So there's some money getting allotted to doing road projects in the state. And one thing is
Death Alley.
There's $100 million getting spent on Blood Alley, which is a section of the road that we have to take to get over the Central Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, we love to go, us Valley folk, we love to get over there in the Central Coast and the Pismo and the Tuscadero and the San Luis Obispo and the Paso Robles. Right. We love to get over there and mix all our valley stuff over there. And the Central, those people hate it over there. They hate us.
Oh, they hate it.
They fucking hate it. Even the businesses that rely on tourism are like, oh my God, valley people. But
nice to see you, friend. Where are you from?
Yeah, I have one of my best friends when we would go over there younger. Don't wear any of your Fresno State shit, Mike. Don't wear any of your Fresno shirts. Don't wear any of your Fresno State stuff. They hate us over there. Don't wear, like, no, don't. Just, no. Just act like you live there.
But I don't live there.
Yeah, never. You're not going.
Then don't say anything.
It's so, you know, anything to make it easier for us to get over there. I just find it that, like, the Central Coast people that live there are just like, please don't make the road better to get here.
Yeah.
We're just like, yeah, make it easier for us to get over there. And it just made me.
So you think they wanted to keep it to make people think they die there so they won't take the road?
They probably, all the sections of the road that from Fresno to the Central Coast, they're just like, let's name it weird, like really dark shit. So maybe they won't come over here so much.
Yeah, you're like, let's name it
Blood Alley. And we're like, nah, that's cool. We'll still keep coming. Damn it! Like James Dean died
on Red Asphalt Drive, huh?
James Dean died trying to come here, guys. Yeah, it's all right. We're coming. We're still coming. It just made me think of this Seinfeld. Say one of my all-time favorite things of Frank Costanza's calls the Seinfelds to tell him he's moving to Del Boca Vista. It's just my favorite thing ever.
We're moving in lock, stock, and barrel. We're going to be in a pool. We're going to be in a clubhouse. We're going to be all over that shuffleboard court. And I dare you to keep me out.
That's my message to the Central Coast.
Residents coming to the coast.
Once you get that,
I dare you to keep me out.
Once you get that road complete, keep me out of there. I'm gonna be at Firestone. I'm gonna be at. There does not exist.
Yeah, suddenly there.
I'm gonna be at Central Coast Brewing, and I dare you to kick me out. Gonna be at Silva. Try to mess with us.
That's right.
The letters to the editor of the San Luis Obispo Times will be so much more. This weekend, I was at the beach and I saw some ruffians on the beach. They look like they're from the Central Valley.
They just smell of the valley.
They smell like the valley. Well, I was going to talk about Dave Infante's Vine Pair article, but man, well, no, I'll talk about it. We do have a lot of voicemails, it looks like, so I don't want to waste any more time, but he's kind of something I agree with. Like, he's sort of saying that the Bells, when Bells sold out, like, that's like the final ending of this era of craft beer. Like, we are now that whole era of the boom of craft beer, and like, craft beer is everything, craft beer, craft beer, craft beer, and then all the beginnings of the sellout from like Goose Island really was like the beginning of it. And then now this Bell's sale is sort of like the end. It's like, yeah, this is all over now, and not over, but you know, like, this is just like that era is like now very definedly demarcation marked.
Wasn't he talking about mostly like big breweries buying? Like, the way they're going to be bought out will be different from now on, right?
Yeah, there was a little bit of that. But I think, like, what I got from it was, like, how now we're sort of, we don't get all as up in arms now. Sort of just burnt out.
The shock factor is over.
We're just burnt out from it. And that's just, now it's just a way of life kind of thing.
Yeah. Now, like, it's like, oh no, another one's bought out.
Yeah. So it's just, that's just how it is. But like, I've been looking at it as like, so this boom, this whole era is over, but now we're going into a different era. To me, to look at it in a positive light, like, we're way better off than we were 10 years ago. It's like, I'm using Fresno as like a microcosm of everything. It's like, Fresno, yeah, like, that boom is over and everything, but Fresno has a strong scene of like way more breweries than we had 10 years ago, way more places, way more options than we had. And like, this boom, I mean, is,
look at us, we're getting younger now.
Yeah, we get younger now. Like, the boom is over, but like, everything's better than it was 10 years ago still. It's not like it just, it wasn't like this everything went away. Like, it's just that everything stopped growing. And now we're in this sort of place of like, now breweries are normal. It's normal to have a tap room in a neighborhood. It's normal to have several breweries in a town instead of maybe one. And that's just how it is now. It's not like not like craft beer is going away, or not like small breweries in a town are going away. We're here now. It's here. It's a thing. And it feels like it's here to stay. It's just not. You know, there was like, you know, maybe 1 year during this big boom that we're just like, every restaurant's going to have all craft beer on tap, and we're going to be able to get everything everywhere. It's going to be amazing. Yeah. Nobody's going to drink Budweiser anymore.
Sierra Nevada's not going to be in the import section.
Yep. So it's like, you know, that whole dream is over, but we're pretty okay. You know, 10 years ago, guy would look at us going like, oh my God, you have all this stuff. And we're like, yeah, we got all this.
I guess it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Did they become assholes?
Did we become assholes? So we're good. we made it to where we need to be. We're where we're supposed to be at. And occasionally something's going to get bought out, and going to a restaurant is always problematic still, as it was 5 years ago, and going to the grocery store is problematic, but there's nothing hard about going to a local brewer. I don't have to worry about if they have an upside down label or not. I mean, I do worry about that. I don't diss that marketing thing of the upside down independent label, but like, if you don't have to worry about if your local brewer seems to be cool people, then, and their beer is good, then you're good. You don't have to, it's not complicated. So I think it's good. We're good, man. Even it doesn't matter if New Belgium or Bells or whoever gets bought out, we're good. As long as Sierra doesn't get bought out. If Sierra gets bought out, then it's anarchy. Then things go really, really bad. If Sierra,
I think I quit if that happens.
Yeah. As long as Sierra, like, please, dear Lord, knock on wood, Sierra, just stay, stay doing what you're doing, stay family owned, and everything else can, we'll just adjust. Always adjust. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? Oh, it's time for us to have our union podcast break and let the listeners of the show take over. You can call our old-timey voicemail line, 559-492-0542, and leave a three minutes or less voicemail. Or you can email us with something, record something on your phone or wherever you record with, and send that over to perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com. Voicemail is 24/7, and people leave things like this.
What's up, Mikey? Hey-o! This is Junior.
What's up, Dopey? Junior?
Al Green. Florida Steve is actually sleeping right now.
Right? Yo, we got nice Epcot. Drinking around the world. we're setting this up for tomorrow, man. Yeah, he's counting the, we're drinking so many beers right now, but check this out. I'm sending out some beers from Tampa, so you guys should be waiting for that, man.
I'm waiting. I'm at the UPS store right now.
Like, enjoy that and all that stuff, but, we just want to reach out and say that we love what you guys are doing.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, exactly. The perfect four. We're going to be repping you guys while we're out in
Epcot. Repping hard.
Because we're going to have the perfect four.
Drinking team attire. World Tour.
Oh, yeah. There you go. And we'll send you some pictures, man. Definitely love what you guys are doing, man. Like, bringing everyone together. And we enjoy that, man.
Check your date.
Yeah, I got the calendar,
check
man.
Oh, no, you check your date.
Colin and Janine, and we'll see you soon, man.
We'll hit you up tomorrow.
Cheers.
Get you up. Yeah. What's going on there was I didn't even realize until they sent the pictures this was happening. A group of listeners did a get it at the Epcot Center in Disney World.
Yeah.
The drinking team.
They got it.
The Perfect Board drinking team now. We have a drinking team.
Yeah. Are they competing in the Winter Olympics?
Maybe. That should be an Olympic game.
The thing is, you did know about it.
Did I? Yeah, I did. I'm just kidding. I did. I knew.
Yeah, I knew that. Mm-hmm. I knew that.
Mm-hmm. I knew that. That's pretty cool. I feel like we're probably going to get some more here, so.
Hey, what's up, boys? Long time no talk, but guess what? Oh, Al Green's here with me.
Yo, what's going on?
Al's here, too. Guess what, boys? We're at Epcot, and we're going to do around the world.
Get your passports ready.
Lots of beers ahead of us. We also had a bottle share last night.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Always the best thing to do before a big day of drinking.
Oh, God.
Update those numbers, Scotty.
Oh, yeah. I think the four of us are going to be definitely jumping up the list that Scotty 91 is keeping. So, it was a lot of fun. But we're going to have a lot of fun today. We're going to get something to eat, and then we're going to start drinking. Oh, yeah, by the way, if you guys didn't already know, we also have these special shirts that... Soapy had made, and we're repping the Perfect Four in Epcot. So,
Perfect Four drinking team, world tour.
That's right.
Perfect Four drinking team.
So hopefully we'll get some comments about what's the Perfect Four, and we'll
what
kind of open some eyes to the podcast. So, all right, guys, we're going to get going. We're going to get something to eat and get this day started. Later.
Number one beer podcast at Disney World, the Perfect Four.
The Perfect Four.
The Perfect Four. The Four. First
approved Perfect Four t-shirts went into that.
Yep. It's in our Facebook. I don't know where else it is.
It's all over Discord.
It's on the Discord, the logger line, if you want to see. There's the t-shirt company that made them put it on their Instagram. I think I wrote that down to share with people. Let me see. Yeah, that's Frank E-I-tastic. That on Instagram. That's Frank. I think it Frankeltastic. You'll find it. That's Frankeltastic or E-L, I think. That's Frankeltastic on Instagram. If you want to look, you'll see. It's pretty.
You'll see.
No, you'll see. You'll see it all. You'll see our drinking team in action, battling other drinking teams for supremacy.
Hey, guys, halfway through.
Oh, it's our drinking team.
We're in Japan.
What's going on, Dopey?
And we ran into a guy from around the neighborhood.
Black Flamingo Brewing.
Black Flamingo Brewing in Pompano.
What's good, guys? You know what? I was just hanging out here, minding my own business, and I see all these
trying to enjoy myself.
Around with these amazing shirts, freezing their asses off. You know, why wouldn't it be 60 degrees in Florida, right? So we're rolling through. I see these guys. I was like, hey, you guys heard of a little brewery down in Pompano called Black Flamingo? And, of course, these guys gave me a bunch of love. I'm inviting these guys to come down, have a bunch of beer with us, and just talk beer, man. Talk shop. So I'm excited. I wish we had some brews right now to celebrate, but we're going to get on that soon.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Guys, it's definitely, we're progressing slowly, but, hey, around the world, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Gotta take the time.
What's up, guys? It's Junior.
Smart.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. We got Junior with us, too.
He made it out of the bathroom.
Hey, all the beers, right? Yo, Scotty, we're coming for you. For your belt.
Yeah, we want the beer belt. All right, guys, we're going to keep at it. Well, one of us will call you soon. I know I'm on my second call, so it won't be me. It'll be from somebody else's phone.
No more for to Steve.
Keep up the great work.
Cheers.
Bye. I'm glad they've got Black Flamingo Brewing involved in this now. They're like, what? Like, oh, you're on the drinking team. I am? Oh, yeah. I've always wanted to be in the athletics. I never could make a team when I was in high school. You made this team.
Your high school didn't have a drinking team?
Yeah, oh.
I'm shocked.
My high school had a drinking team. I was never invited to the games.
Oh, gotcha. Never mind.
No.
Different subject.
I wasn't even the water boy at the drinking team matches.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's Dopey here with
Florida Steve.
Hey,
gosh, my drink,
they
drinking
green. And Junior's around here somewhere. Just wanted to give you guys a call on the last stop of the day. We're here in Mexico at Epcot, hitting around the world, and figured we'd give you guys a heads up. Drinks are good, beers are good. Anybody got anything else to say?
We've had a lot to drink.
We have five or six of us. I don't know. I guess we got six of us here. Al.
Yeah.
I got
it right
here. But anyways, it's been a good day drinking around the world. We've had a few drinks here and there. Getting our last drink, and we're going to head back to the Airbnb and drink up a little more. But anyways, cheers. See you guys later.
That drinking around the world was not enough for the Perfect Pour drinking team.
No. Like, we smashed that and continued on.
I wonder, like, the final country is just like, wow, we don't see many people get to this point. We're like, yeah, so, like, how many more are there? Like, 20 more? They're like, no, this is all of them. Oh, I guess we're just going to have to go back to our Airbnb and drink more. Oh, okay. You guys should really add more countries to your drinking day.
Are you sure there's not more?
this is all there is. Here are the countries for the Epcot drinking day thing. Canada, China, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Mexico, Morocco, Norway. What do you think? What's Norway? What do you think they're drinking from Norway?
Farmhouse.
I'm not even going to ask that's one of those, that's a situational drinking session. You can't worry about where it's coming from. You just got to drink what they got. What do you think, Italy? What do you think they're drinking in Italy? Like, promote what's an Italian brewer? Nobody knows.
Peroni.
They're drinking Peronis. I wonder if we're done hearing from the drinking team. Uh-oh. The drinking team might have butt dialed this. Uh-oh. Yeah, we got butt dialed.
No.
All right. I don't even know if that was a drinking team, because that's not any of the numbers I called before. Just some random guy butt dialed us.
Hey guys, Florida Steve here
with Dopey.
Yeah, we went around. I can't even talk right. We went.
Come on, Florida
world,
Steve.
And
don't get yourself kicked out the drinking
country
team.
We're done. And
I think we're heading back to the Airbnb to continue to add to our graveyard from last night.
Oh, boy.
Which tomorrow morning is going to be painful.
Oh, and we have to be out of the Airbnb by 10 o'clock.
Good luck.
Good job.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea, but hey, you know what? When you got craft beers and you got good friends and good people around, why not drink up? You know, Al and Junior, they're around somewhere. I think Junior's getting cut off again.
He's out somewhere.
Yeah, I think Junior's getting cut off at another location.
He got cut off at the donut box.
Junior was told he couldn't drink anymore at the donut box. But overall, it was a good day. Good friends, good beers.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Good drink. Gorgeous weather. Nice and chilly all day long.
Sir, this is
overcast,
a donut box.
So
you need to leave.
Didn't sweat in Florida.
Yeah, for once we didn't sweat. But, you know, overall, again, you know, it was a good day. And about it.
That's about it. That's the end of the hangover. Get it.
Yeah.
Oh God, I get. You I'm know,
Junior,
partially hungover right now,
table.
Thinking
Junior,
about
table,
that.
Junior. So we will. We'll talk to you guys later.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
We're not driving.
Stay safe.
I am.
Good. No. You're not. He's joking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I can feel the hangover right now. It's not good.
I could feel it.
Yeah, I mean, I can feel it from here. Thanks to the cheers to the drinking team with the perfect pour. Stay safe.
Hey guys.
Yes.
Paul, guess where I am? I'm at the car wash. I have to get all the Colorado mud off my truck.
Oh man, that Colorado mud sticks.
Yeah, it just occurred to me the second I pulled in, I was like, oh, I better call. I don't think I have anything to say. And this is really noisy now. But yeah, it's important that when you get your car washed, you call the show.
That's right.
I think we can all agree. All right, guys, I'll talk to you soon. Keep up the good work. Cheers. I'm car washing.
Good job, Paul. I wish I had my sound drops and voicemail on the same different thing so I could play it, but there is a car washing song we haven't heard for a while. That's Paul's song.
If you're waiting inside the lonely car wash and thinking of calling up the perfect four, just to
thanks, Paul.
Do that.
What's up, carnalitos? True, you be here. And just a quick little information, homie. Surgery was amazing. It went well. I'm about a week and a half in. I was bedridden for about a week. I couldn't walk. And then I had to gradually, I was only allowed to walk to the restroom and to the dining room table to eat lunch, and then back on my bed and elevate my leg. Had surgery on my left leg, which is my dominant leg. I'm left-handed, homie. I kick with my left and I punch with my left, homie. So when you get jumped and all your bruises are on the left side, you know True Your Beard did it, homie. Just kidding. That's it. So check it out. Week and a half in now, I'm back on my feet. Swelling is gone. Lot of bruising from my knee to my inner thigh, Holmes. It's all purple, like if I got hit by a Mack truck, but it's all for the best, Holmes. Had had beers all over the week, and Holmes, we visited a tap room for the Dude's Brewery. Every beer I had was not good, homie. Everything was off. The color was off. They looked very old, stale. Man, my untapped rating was all I could give them was one star because they were really friendly and it was a cool spot, but I not my style, homie, but everything I drank was my style and it wasn't good, Holmes. Sucked as a, feel bad for them, Holmes. If they get rid of that spot, that's a great spot for Pizza Port. So Pizza Port, you're hearing the show. You could be up in Valencia, homie. There's a great spot there for you guys. Also, I guess that's about... Oh, you know what? Since that was bedridden, Holmes, I started watching Entourage. I never watched it when it was out, homie. But, man, I love that show. I'm almost finished. My favorite character is Artie Gold, homie. That's like classic Artie Gold, Holmes. Like, that dude, the way... Just his mannerisms and the way he talks shit to everybody, homie. That's True Your Beer, eh? Love Artie Gold. Entourage is awesome. So if anybody can direct me to other shows out there that are old but are still great. You know, like I've watched Seinfeld. I've watched, obviously, Entourage. So anything new. Oh, The Sopranos, man. I love The Sopranos. But anything out there that's old that I can get on that train and still be amazed by... who gives the age or how old or what have you? Man, I'm from the 70s, so everything still touches with me, Holmes. So there you go. This is True Your Beer. This weekend, Super Bowl. have some great beers, have some great barbecue, and have a great family around with you. And be safe, Holmes. You know, take care of yourself so you can keep going out there and drinking beers. This is Chew Your Beer. You have to watch. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Thanks for calling in. I'm glad you're doing better. Back in the drinking game. This isn't old, but it is an HBO. Sounds like Chew may have HBO Plus or something if he's watching Entourage. It's only been one season, but the Perry Mason on HBO, I really enjoyed that. And if you are an LA historian, like kind of like the LA history, but Chew Your Beers in LA there, it's very, I think it's maybe in the 1930s or 40s, maybe even before that, very early 1900s LA. So, and it's just a really good show. And Perry Mason's kind of an alcoholic and kind of like this, I don't know. I just love it. Love that character and that in that series. So, do you have an old show to throw at you that you should get into?
I think the last old show we binged recently is Gilligan's Island. For some reason, it was for 48 hours straight over the weekend.
I haven't watched that in years, man. But yeah, as a kid, I watched every episode every day.
Yeah, it's. Right up my alley.
Why wasn't the professor making beer? Did anyone ever brew anything on Gilligan's Island?
Oh man. Yeah, I don't know about brewed. They always somehow had lemonade or some other kind of citrus drink. Don't know if they ever tried to get alcohol on the island.
Got sloshed.
Get ripped.
Get ripped. Speaking of getting ripped.
I love gold.
Oh my gosh, what's wrong with that? Sir, what? Your orange juice has gone bad.
Oh no, it's trapped in time. A double West Coast, Nick.
Okay, look West Coast.
Pick up a hitchhiker. Pick up a hitchhiker, that says. That's Hitchhiker Brewing Company.
What could possibly go wrong?
What could go wrong? This is a Pittsburgh Tom beer from Hitchhiker Brewing. I'm going to go take a stab in the dark and say it's a Pennsylvania. Yep, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hometown, Hitchhiker. Tom.
Hometown brewer, Hitchhiker. What Tioga is the Fresno, Hitchhiker is the Pittsburgh. It's a double. Think I should do it?
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised you're not done.
yeah.
What's taking so long? Waiter, I ordered over 30 minutes ago. Where's my food?
Where's my double IPA? Come on, voicemail.
What's going on, guys? It's Colin and Janine.
Hi.
We are in Fort Collins on a little bit of impromptu beer vacation.
Yeah.
Whoa.
We're here with our friends. We might go to Weldworks tomorrow and yell at them about their pastry Blender Vice. No. So if we do, Nick, we'll yell at them for you.
You can't do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. That's so. This is a perfect core proof. We're going to yell at them.
Yeah.
Across IPA. The bar.
So I'm not sure if this is what Chew was talking about, but so if we want to go direction wise, the furthest southern brewery we've ever been to was this Mexican brewery on Isla Mujeres. And I believe that's just what it was called, like Isla Mujeres Brewing Company or something like that.
It's like a little island right outside of Cancun. I guess you can take a boat there. It's pretty cheap to go out there.
Yeah. And they had some pretty good craft beer. And then the furthest north brewery I've ever been to is Alaskan in Juneau.
Oh, I'm
Brewing
jealous.
Company.
Yeah, Alaskan Brewing. That was very far north.
I haven't thought enough about east and west, so maybe next call.
California, but Maine, baby. Oh, no.
Not Maine. I guess it would be Germany.
Oh, oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, that's kind of
we're off the cuff here, kids.
I don't know what most generic means, but...
Most generic beer we've ever had, Chu said. I think Yangling might be mine.
Oh, yeah, that one's...
No, but, there, but hang on, we're talking about craft brewers, though, right? Like,
well, is that not considered a craft brewery? I think it is still considered a craft brewery.
I guess the most generic beer I have was probably a Boltweiser by Diebold.
Oh, yeah, that's a local beer that's trying to mimic... Budweiser, and now they just came out with a John Tucky cold snack or John something.
They never got a C&D on the first one, so I think I figure they're pushing their luck on the next one.
Yeah.
Wow, somebody's doing a mock Montucky
and then,
beer.
And then Colin wants to talk about his Instagram girls, his beer Instagram girls.
No, so beer Instagram girls. So Mikey was talking about how like these girls on Untapped. Instagram are now filtering into the whole entire Untapped space.
Yeah.
I haven't experienced that, but I do follow some Beerstagram girls.
He likes Beer Brat.
Beer Brat, and then the new one is the Beer Girl. They're like these cuties that like they go around and they drink beer and stuff like that. I don't know.
But it's never gotten spammed like Mikey was talking about.
Well, I'm not important at all. Like Mikey's like the hero of the fucking world, so he's going to get inundated with some of this stuff.
Right. They're like, could... Friending you elevate my status?
Yeah, I'm definitely mired in melancholy as just being a general plumber and a dude that lives in Colorado. But Mikey's got like super star status, I guess you could say. So, anyways, we're in Fort Collins. We went to Funkworks and we had dinner. That's as far as we made it today.
Tap and Handle.
Yeah, Tap and Handle is a little place up here. Great beers. Yeah, excellent tap list, actually. Anyway, we're up to our
more debauchery is going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, if we call you again, please forgive us. So keep up the good work.
No. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Guys.
Meow.
Bye.
Bye.
Meow.
No, if you don't call us, that's the problem.
Like, that's the problem.
We're not...
Yeah. Not a second call of the problem.
I remember listening to a small reason why I really promoted the voicemail is because I remember the session that at one point during the session and during one of the eras of the session from the Brewing Network, they would judge the drunk calls and like the number one drunk call would get, you know, like this is the best drunk call or whatever. And then at some point they're just like, no, we're tired. We just no more drunk calls at all. They just nixed it. And I was like, this is like my favorite part of the show. And you're just like, no, I don't like when drunk people call us. And I was like, I don't know. Yeah. We're going to do that in the perfect board. We're going to have drunk calls all freaking day.
Yeah. Do we need to give prizes away?
Yeah. That's just going to be the podcast is just drunk calls.
Hey, fellas, it's Wazoo Corvette. Hey, Mikey, I just got done having a beer in Clovis.
Come on, Wazoo.
I had a couple of different IPAs. Fresno County. Had the Reality Bites West Coast IPA, delicious beer. And then had a hazy called Ferris Brewer's Day Off. nice hazy beer. Drank those while I was watching a continuing education lecture. Yeah, it was a great way to get those lectures done. And I thought, you know, to myself, I could have the chocolate porter. Sounds awfully tasty. Maybe I should have one of those. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what, let's break out of our routine when we're in the Fresno County area. And let's go check else out. So I thought, what does the Perfect Pour recommend? What have they talked about? And so I thought, let's do Tap and Cellar. I've never been there. Let's head to Tap and Cellar. So I'm on my way there right now. Gonna sit down and enjoy a beer at Tap and Cellar. This last weekend, or we went out on Thursday out to Michigan. My daughter had an interview with a scholarship competition thing at Michigan State University. So, that was good fun out there. While we were out there, or in East Lansing, I did stumble across a handle that was labeled Hop Slam. I know, Mikey, it's big beer. It's big beer. Maybe it was made before it was bought out. There's that chance. Myself a nice pour of Hop Slam. Incredible vintage this year. Vintage drinks like a charm. Incredible. Drinks light. Drinks easy. Oh, it's really good. And then we drove over to Ann Arbor. Met up with some friends to tour University of Michigan. And then met a buddy of mine for dinner. We went and had some pizza, and I ran into a little beer called Zombie Dust, which I just love Zombie Dust. It's so damn good.
Man, I miss that beer.
Had a nice pint of that, had a nice pizza, hung out with my buddy, shot the shit, got some beers, some Midwest beers to bring back, including some Hop Slam and some other beers, but yeah, looking forward to sipping on those. Yeah, looking forward to that. And then I did get to remind myself how 5 degrees feels like while we were out there. It's pretty damn cold. The over a decade we've been here in California has warmed my blood, we would say. But it was a good visit. I can't wait to potentially go back there if she goes to school there. Outside of that, just parked at Tap and Cellar. Gonna have a beer. Guys, keep up the good work. Check your dates. Holy crap, especially if you're in Utah. Be safe. Have fun. Bye.
Bye.
I drove from Clovis to Fresno.
Well, you got out. That's fine. At least the signs are green. If the signs are green, you're fine. Don't worry about it. I can't believe Wazoo, as many Fresno trips as he's taken, is the first time he's gone to Tap and Cellar.
He's a brewery dude, you know. He's got to hang at the source.
He's like, nah, I don't want those bottled freaking tap rooms.
Wait till he finds out that he was 2 days early for younger.
Yeah. He's like, what? No, he'll probably find out he's in there. And they're like, yeah, we're going to have younger Thursday night. He's like, this isn't Thursday night, though. I'm here right now. It feels like maybe Wazoo hasn't gone to Goldstein's or Spokeasy. Has he gone to Goldstein's or Spokeasy?
This brew, right? With the Montana. Keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah, Fres Brew.
I'd have to ask him.
Yeah. I mean, if you want variety, maybe has he even gone to Out of the Barrel, maybe. Hasn't even gone there.
Out of the Barrel.
If you want to go by my house, I might actually be able to sneak over to Out of the Barrel at some point. Well, thanks, everyone, for calling in to the show, giving us all the content. We really appreciate it. We encourage you, if you've never called the show, don't worry about it, man. You see, we weren't mean or anything. We just listen and comment.
We don't talk over you all the time.
No, not all the time. Some things you get in. You don't know what's going to get in, but you'll get some things in.
Right.
Sorry, guys. Excuse me.
Oh, look out.
Look out. It's all coming.
Going downhill. Allergy season's upon us.
All the flowers are coming, gonna start coming out. Yep, with all the beer gardens opening up, that means plenty of pollen in the air for Nick and Matt to enjoy.
Ooh, yes.
Just love that pollen.
The sneezing has commenced.
Ah, the sneezing has begun. Bearded Brewer 87 on a tap. What did you have this week of interest to us here?
Probably highlight of the week is from Offshoot, and it's New Beer Who Dis, West Coast IPA. Had a few of those. Stopped by 411 this last week, Wild Wild West IPA. And been drinking some Hop Ascents. Picked up the six-pack of Black Butte.
Buck Booty?
Been drinking that. That's all I recall. Checking in.
Yeah. All you recall drinking.
Yeah. Just repeats of other. Like, I didn't just have one. I went to the bar a couple nights, but I didn't just, sometimes you know what's good that week and you stick with it.
Yeah. You didn't go in and bunch of unique, you didn't do a unique tangent. You just did a, I like beer tangent. Nick.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, man. What's up?
Just wheezing the juice. Oh, man. I did some Eureka drinking.
Oh my gosh. Now, there's some controversy there. I haven't been to Eureka Burger since the pandemic started. I've gotten takeout, I guess.
Okay.
I have been there, but just takeout. But I haven't sat down at Eureka Burger since the pandemic started. And then my daughter went with my parents, and I'd seen that they had said they remodeled. And I was like, and she's gone to Eureka Burger many times with us before. I was like, I was like, oh, like what did they, what happened at the Eureka? But what did they remodel? She's like, they didn't remodel anything. I'm like, really? Like they said it on Instagram. I'm like, no, I didn't see anything. So it
must be true.
Are they, is it remodeled? Is there something?
Okay. So it was, I would, if you want an image in your head.
Yes. And this is great for the non-Fresno listener. Like, oh boy, this is the
point. Okay. So it's not a remodel. No walls removed. If that's what you're considering. Like, okay, what changed? Nothing changed. It's a refresh. There's a substantial amount of orange has been removed from the restaurant.
Downplay. We gotta downplay all this orange. Well, yeah, I kind of like the orange. Nope. Nobody likes orange anymore. Pandemic orange killed over. Orange. Everyone hates orange. Out.
Yeah. So the only orange left in the entire place is the exclamation mark. That is the logo. Mm-hmm. Their icon. So the back behind the bar. Let's start there. Behind the bar.
Yeah. Yeah, let's the line by line.
Iridescent orange back panel behind the taps has been replaced with black octagon tile. The glowing orange panel behind the whiskey side is now just a mirror.
All right.
They put up a new mosaic tile paneling in the knee space under the bar, recovered all the booths with new material. They painted everything a dark chocolate brown.
Oh, wow. Classy.
Yeah. And the bright orange barn door, front door is now black.
Wow. Yeah. They toned it down.
They toned it down a lot. Oh, and brand new chairs at the flat top tables.
Okay.
New chairs.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we live.
I would not call it a remodel whatsoever. They just kind of freshened things up.
Yeah.
Toned down the palette. Everything's black, white, and brown now. There's very little
of the we don't want colors.
Glowing orange accents. All artwork's the same. TVs are all in the same place. The chalkboard artwork has gotten better, in my opinion.
Oh, well, they got a better artist there.
Oh, the menu had a remodel, too.
Oh.
Fish tacos, gone.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet you a lot of stuff's gone.
It's 90% burgers.
Burgers. With
like a chicken sandwich and a... I think that's it. The chicken sandwich and
keeping.
I can't think of another sandwich they have.
What did you have? Any more different beers?
At Eureka Burger, I had the Port Chronic Amber Ale while we watched curling.
An amber ale.
Yeah.
You okay? Are you all right?
It was kind of a situational beer.
Yeah. All right. Well,
yeah.
Ambers are situational style.
Well,
nobody's like, why don't you have more ambers on?
I'll tell it so you guys could laugh at me anyway.
All right. Well, that's what we're here for.
The amber ale was 5%.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the new sticker tags on my truck, even though they were paid for. I was just waiting for them in the mail.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I don't want to chance it tonight because that's a yeah. really good reason to pull somebody right. over to not yeah, having current stickers on your car.
Questionable. I gotta stay amber. Babe, I got to keep drinking ambers tonight.
What's I got to keep drinking ambers.
Yeah, my tags are a little questionable. Drinking ambers.
Yeah. So he kept good. It good.
That's good, responsible, keeping it safe drinking.
I know. This is not, I should not condone this behavior. Please keep your registration up to date.
I mean,
don't drive drunk. That's also the message
here. He's like, oh, yeah. Lots of messages this week.
Yeah. Sunday. We went to Machine Head.
Machini?
And I did have
Fresno County Brewer,
Wazoo was mentioned, and he missed out because it's amazing. And I agree with him on the Reality Bites West Coast IPA. That's also a good beer.
You're already starting off in a good spot having a West Coast. That's what you're drinking?
Those are my, besides the Bigfoot barley wine, those are my uniques, yeah.
Wow. This week, trying to make sure I have some Atomic Torpedo Sierra Nevada. I had the 19.2 ounce, the big one, the big boy.
Wow. Where'd you find such a tall beer?
Where did I find that at?
No, I asked you that.
No. Where did I find it at, Nick?
No, where did you find
it? Oh, where did I find it? I think probably the market, I guess.
All right. That sounds logical.
I think the market? The Killer Strategy from Liquid Brewing Company.
Yeah. I think
Matt might have had this one. The IPA from and that's got chest pieces on the label. Lush Brewing I had it on the tailgate and I had it earlier as well. Fremont Brewing's Lush IPA. It's a nice beer. And apparently we've got Fremont Brewing now with the market, so
yeah, it's just a regular thing now.
Yeah, merge is cool. Fresno's a cool place. Everyone says it. Even the Central Coast people are just like, man, wish I could move to Fresno.
Now all the Fresnans are going to come drink all our liquid.
Yep.
They get here so much quicker.
Death Blood Alley. Fresno Death Blood Alley. We're like, nah, it's cool. We'll still drive there.
Well, we don't mind.
We don't mind. No, real bad road coming in.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's okay.
Have you driven 99?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, little do they know, we had drive 99 every day, and there's no road that beats 99. We win. If you need drivers, good drivers for whatever, recruit anyone that's driven in the valley, San Joaquin Valley, because we drive the 99 and
in Fresno, 99 drives you.
That's right. It does. It can't be beaten. Like I go through LA traffic, I'm just like, this is nothing. We're going 10 miles an hour. Think I can't handle this?
I've seen potholes bigger than that gap between us.
I drive on 99, 80 miles an hour in potholes with some guy on my bumper 5 feet away.
Right. Velvet. Yeah, as soon as you pull over into the right lane, you guys just continue to go to the same speed.
Yep. And he's like,
That's like, not fun anymore.
Really, motherfucker? Velvet Glow from Russian River Brewing Company.
Ooh.
The Lager Hell's Lager.
Fancy.
This is the one thing I noticed was Untappd calls it a Hell's Lager, but Russian River calls it a pale dry.
Ooh.
Who am I to believe?
Who's right?
Who's right?
Who's correct?
Well, it is more of a lager. I think Untappd might have it more correct than I think it's sort of in between. I don't know if it's a straight a Hell's Lager, but I'm not really getting the pale reference that
Russian River Hell's Lager.
I think it's one of those original beers that from the original Santa Rosa Brewery that Russian River remakes. But anyway, I had that. This is fine. Everything was fine. Good week. Nice week of drinking. Now I gotta figure out what I'm gonna drink for the Rams game. So.
Really it's not selected yet.
No, it's not.
Wow. Tune in next week to find out.
Tune in what happened. Hope everyone has a great time watching Rams and Bengals and all the commercials and all whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't think we're gonna get that that Kenobi trailer during the Super Bowl, so don't get hopes up for that.
What? Oh, hopes are down.
But there's a Kenobi poster out now. Got a new Kenobi poster. Matt, do you have some cheers?
Yeah. Cheers out to all the Florida get-itters at the Epcot.
Our drinking team? The Perfect Board drinking team?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they asked to make a shirt, so it sounds like they were all dedicated to hanging out with each other and letting people know what they're about. So,
well, back.
Cheers out to them. And obviously, cheers out to Chu. Glad to hear your progress of recovering. And
it's recovery.
Mm-hmm. Who else? Who else? Who else? Cheers out to the Friday night Zoom crew.
Yeah.
This there was a couple Fridays recently I was able to jump on and kind of hang out there. So. I do miss those.
Represent the show.
Peoples.
We got Friday night Zoom.
They got to meet OC and, you know, we all got to have some beers and hang out. And generally my rule of thumb is I'll log on when I can. And when the laptop battery is depleted, we have to call it a night. So
that's enough.
Yep.
Friday night Zoom. Any listener can get involved in that Zoom. And if you're like, well, I don't know the numbers and the codes, then you can get on the logger line on the Discord and just say, hey, if somebody hasn't posted it yet, you say, hey, give me in the Zoom. Let me know the things. Or you can message us or just somebody involved. So you just have cool people to chill and relax with on Friday nights, drinking some beers virtually. Nick, you have any cheers?
Cheers to all the voicemailers. Mikey, you talked about that earlier. It does add something to the show, and it's nice to hear from other people to see what they're doing and mm-hmm. where they're drinking, how they're drinking.
How are
or
you
where
drinking?
They're washing their car.
How do you wash a car? Everyone goes to car washes nowadays, I guess.
Oh, it's big. It's a big thing.
It's a big thing.
Car wash Instagrams.
You have one huge. On your block, Nick.
Yes. I don't like that one.
Oh, you don't go to that one?
No, my favorite car wash is actually in Pinedale, of all places.
Oh, wait.
Spotlight?
Yes.
Where is it, an automatic one, or is it self-serve?
No, it's the U-Wash place.
With the gun? The washing
with
gun?
With the gun, yes. The Star Wars laser cannon.
Okay. It's like further down from the Walmart.
The Walmart?
Where is
no,
it?
No, no. On Blackstone.
Oh, it's on Blackstone. Old school, kind of.
Blackstone and Spruce, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So on that. You just like being on Blackstone, showing your car off on Blackstone.
What? I never said that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Then you do a big old burnout on the way out because your tires are all wet.
Well, that guy's fucking cool.
Yeah.
How do you do the here in Fresno? It's very popular mm-hmm. now to do the thing where you get in the middle, you do the thing in the middle of the intersection. You do the
where you the go in the show?
Circle and you do a little sideshow. Like how do you do that? How as the driver of that car? So are you hitting the brake and the gas at the same time, doing a circle?
No. If you turn the wheel hard enough to one direction
mm-hmm.
and you hit the gas as hard as you can,
mm-hmm.
it will send the car into the donut motion. Mm-hmm. It'll break the tires loose and send the car into the donut motion.
And it'll just, if you can just.
And then, but you just got to keep hammering on the gas. You can't stop and you can't let up on the turn because that will then. Slingshot you in that direction.
And then you will take out traffic light.
Yes. Whatever is adjacent to your bumper.
Well, then how do you, once you're in it, how do you get out?
Mm-hmm. You have to stop the gas before you let off the turning. You just take your foot off the gas and the tires will catch again.
Oh, okay. And yeah. then you're just like out of there. Because the cops
and then
are coming.
And then you could figure out which way you're facing. Yeah.
Figure out where the police helicopter is. Off. Where's the ghetto bird at? Oh, that way? All right. I'll go this way. All right. There's your pro tip for everyone.
Pro tip.
How much is this happening in Colorado? Calling in Janine experiencing
how many sideshows?
How many sideshows are happening? By calling in Janine's house. Like, what do their intersections look like? Like, this, but isn't that just like, I'm going to be a total, like, old guy dad. Like, boy, they're sure burning off their tire yeah, tread there. Boy, you're going to have to replace the tires pretty soon.
That looks fun, but it looks expensive, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, they're going to be a American Tire shop here before you know it.
Got to replace them now, don't you?
I mean, like, how much money is that costing you to do that right there in the intersection?
With gas and tires inflation, mm-hmm. Probably twice as much as it did 5 years ago.
Like, I can't afford to do them anymore. I used to love doing them.
I'd like 2 tires, please. I'm sorry. We're out of stock on those right now.
Cheers. Or you're good, Nick? Or you have more cheers?
Yeah. Cheers to the voicemailers. Paul, good to hear from you. Colin and Janine, always good to hear from them. Chew your beer. Yeah, it brings us joy. So, yeah, thank you to everybody. Please keep calling in. We love it as much as I hope you enjoy mm-hmm. our show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could just make it all voicemails and we just show up and listen and talk over them. That'd be a good show. I'm in on that. Maybe we should just start doing that. Cheers to the North American Guild of Beer Writers, the NAGLOW, as they retweeted our show on the Twitter, which is like they're the definitive award giver outers in the beer world, at least in the internet beer world, for writers and podcasts and all the things. So I was like, whoa, NAG retweeted this. Okay. That's very cool. Well, the Perfect Pour drinking team, everybody wants to get on that drinking team, but you got to train, you got to practice hard. It's practice. It's not, you can't just show up and like, I'm on the perfect pour drinking team. You heard it. You got to go down to the Disney World and maybe that's the tryouts for the drinking team. You've got to go to Disney World and beers around the world. You have to do that bare minimum. That's the cheers to everyone, man. Cheers to share to the people that share the show and that talk about us, and we really appreciate it. And also cheers to the golden gods of the Perfect Pour. They donate money to us every month. You believe these people? They're just good people. Give us money every month so we can pay our bills. And in return, we give a little bonus show in the tailgate. So if you would like to become a golden god, patreon.com/perfectpour. There's also links to everything in the show notes. Look at the show notes, whatever podcast player you're listening on. And, you know, look at the notes. There's links to everything important. But other than that, I'm good. I'm having still got a little bit of this Trapped in Time Hitchhiker Brewing Company stuff from Pittsburgh Tom. You guys all right?
We're good.
All right. Good for a Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Sun's up now.
Just waiting for that younger. Can I DoorDash a younger?
Yeah. Ooh. Try that. See if that works.
Who's going to be?
Yeah.
I have an order, please.
You got to wait in line for a dart, the younger. Hope everyone finds some younger somewhere. If not, it's all right. I'm sure there's a triple IPA you can enjoy in your town.
And just get some therapist and call it a day.
There you go. Have a great week.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're being safe, keep being safe.
Yes. Enjoy the snacks.
Yeah, enjoy the game. Let's hope the Rams do the thing. Not the end of the world if they don't, but it'd be pretty cool if they did. Pretty cool if they did. Be safe. Have fun.
Yep. Have fun.
And what else? What you got to do?
You got to check your updates.